This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just want to let you know, tomorrow, it's Gwyneth and me. Thursday, it's Dr. Amber Abernathy, PhD, and we're going to be talking about conscientiousness. And Friday, it will be tips from the book for hour one and hour number two, Bert. Rich Eben, back to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. A lot of information out here. Okay, next article, folks. Spanish politician banned from Twitter for hate speech because he said, I want everybody in the audience to be sitting down wherever you are in the world. You ready? He was banned from Twitter for hate speech because he said a man cannot get pregnant. Not too many years ago, if we said that, if we said the opposite, let's put it this way, the white coats and the butterfly nets would be after us. That pause was for effect, yes. Next, must-see video. Maricopa County officials ban Gateway Pundit reporters from public meeting because they're blocking, they're literally blocking conservative reporters with police. They're using our taxpayer dollars at public meetings. This is appalling. Next, GOP Chair Elise Stefanik says the Justice Department is trying to block the Maricopa County audit. This is illegal. Illegal. This is called, again, aiding and abetting. We need to do something about this, folks. Next. Shock photos reveal years of meetings between Bloomberg executives and Chinese propagandists in Beijing. It's called treason. Next, Virginia Little League coaches forced to attend expensive anti-racist training, but only if you're a white male. I'm going to do a little bit of economics here before I go into healthcare. Monthly gain in core inflation was the largest in 40 years. They say inflation surged to 13-year high as gas stations, over 1,000 of gas stations, run dry for gasoline. You can't make this stuff up. And the LBMA misleads the silver market with false claims about record silver stocks. They literally, the London Bullion Market Association, it literally overstated what was in their silver vault holdings by over 3,300 tons of silver. And who's and these LBMA vaults in London are operated basically by three banks, J.P. Morgan, HSBC, and ICBC Standard Bank. I want you to wrap your heads around this, how everything is so controlled, so faked, so phony. You know, we've talked about this a gazillion times where silver has been sold like up to 1,000 times, each piece of silver. That's how much leverage is on here. And the derivative market, the paper contracts, the naked shorts, we've talked in great detail about all this. You know, when you have money printing at the rate we're doing, dovetailed with lockdowns, everything possible that we've discussed regarding small business destruction, paying people not to work, giving people jobs based on what group we're in. Of course you're going to have inflation. When you have inflation, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. When you create liquidity for the rich, free money with no consequences, very, very low interest rates, you price out opportunity out of the market for the little people. Plus, all the bailouts go to pretty much the rich, the banks, you know, the mortgage-backed securities. Everything is done for the benefit of the elite. So they use capitalism for their gains to put in their pocket, and they socialize their losses with all the loopholes and make you pay for everything. Do cost shifting and all the sponsors and donors and special interests that go not to you, all the subsidies that go to the lobbyists and the PACs and the big boys. That's what happens. That's why all this labor shortage is by design, folks. Okay, when you have automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence waiting on deck because of all these policies. I mean, I remember just a few days ago, a week ago, a Biden advisor was blaming the terrible jobs report on Easter being in March. This is a clown show, folks. This is it's like being in school and not preparing for a report. And you just go up to the podium and the microphone and you just make stuff up. A Biden advisor blames the terrible jobs report on Easter being in March. Think about this. This is what happens when government gets too big and too corrupt. And then when you look at all these other currencies like the yen, the euro, the foreign yields rising, that puts all pressure on the U.S. dollar. And when you look at our debt loads, what happens if we raise interest rate? Everything collapses. But we still have to compete with foreign yields in the bond market. That's how scary everything is. That's how corrupt everything is. Okay, because of time, Vince, I'm just going to go into healthcare here. One Indian hospital saw 100 patients die after taking the COVID vaccine. Again, all published articles in the public domain. This is not Rich and Vince making this stuff up. Next, he was being dishonest. Wuhan Institute published paper saying funded by the NIH. And Rand Paul calls out Fauci's dishonesty. Rand Paul, Dr. Paul, Senator Paul, whatever you want to be called, this isn't dishonesty. This is flat-out lying. Next, Dr. Anthony Fauci funded research that led to patents for the Chinese military. Can someone please tell me, and you wonder why we have non-duly elected officials and politicians from the November election. This is what happens when nothing matters. When you delegitimize work, you take value out of the whole system. Next, almost 50% of the CDC and the FDA and even the NIH employees have chosen not to get the vaccine. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is what they admit to. They're admitting to this. I bet it's way higher. Next, CDC director finally admits that COVID cases are hugely overcounted. It's an article, folks. This shows how you've been taken, you've been played, you've been conned, you've been duped, you've been used for the agenda, for the reset, for the takeover, for the consolidation of power, money, and control. I'm not saying these things without hundreds of pieces of evidence that we've given over the last several months. Next, Indian health ambassador gets COVID vaccine live on TV. Live on TV to show how safe it is for everyone. Guess what happens? 2 days later, he dies. But you can't sue Big Pharma because they have liability immunity. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you give entitled victim group status to certain groups. This is what happens when you lower the bars and standards for a job. This is what happens when you demand no protection of rights and restitution of the rule of law for the people who were affected. You give runaway unchecked power and protect the most corrupt companies and institutions in the country and the world, and then you give them liability immunity, they give us back wealth inequality, and they enforce fraud and illegitimacy and fascism, while the useful idiots are in protecting their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, and we're giving them free lunch. They're changing the rule of law with precedence and giving us divide-and-conquer strategies. And, yes, I've given countless examples of everything I just said. Next, COVID-19 vaccines may lead to prion-linked brain degeneration similar to mad cow disease. How many articles have we given regarding dementia and Alzheimer's from these vaccines and ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease? Next. Science and Tech Moderna chief medical officer confirms mRNA injections for COVID-19 can change your genetic code. And do you remember the Pfizer, top scientist for Pfizer, okay? He came out and said this is probably a depopulation event. These are all articles published in the public domain, not making anything up. Next, healthcare workers are suffering full-body convulsions from COVID vaccines. How many of those examples have we given over the last few months? Next, Joe Biden, either get the vaccine or wear a mask forever. Good luck with that. This is called medical tyranny. This is called literally going against the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and the Hippocratic Oath. Just so you know, folks, I think everybody should identify as a trans-vaccine. Basically, you can just say that you're fully vaccinated. It doesn't matter anymore. And by the way, you can go to prescribed therapeutics and find doctors in your state that will give you therapeutics. I'm going to give you three websites right now. I got this off of X22 Report, one of his guests. The first one is aapsonline.org. That's Apple, People, Sam, online.org. Next is budesonideworks.com, B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E, works.com. That's budesonideworks.com. And another one is mehanmd.com. That's mehanmd.com. Go to these websites and get therapeutics, because when you really look at this, folks, this is not even a true definition of a vaccine or a pandemic. You shouldn't have emergency authorization for when you have therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Never mind vitamin D, zinc, budesonide, azithromycin. The CDC announces keeps changing the COVID reporting protocol. It's not science. They're following a script. It's to consolidate money and power and control and to eliminate your options and depopulation. We've given tons of examples of this. Next, Dr. Anthony Fauci seems to still be funding gain-of-function research. The Chinese military is involved. How is this man not arrested for treason and sedition? How? Are we that corrupt? Next, Big Pharma doesn't want healthy people. It wants customers. It does. They don't care about cures. They care about manufacturing profits. That's what they do. They manufacture profits. It's all about just managing symptoms. That's it. And we'll be right back after this break, folks. We really appreciate you being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, just to put an exclamation point on what you've been saying, there's an article in Bloomberg.com, and it says, the headline, the world economy is suddenly running low on everything. It is anything but efficient and normal. Surging corporate demand is upending global supply chains. And it goes on to say something I think is quite stunning. And this is a quote. Quote, copper, iron ore, and steel. Corn, coffee, wheat, and soybeans. Lumber, semiconductors, plastic, and cardboard for packaging. The world is seemingly low on all of it. You name it, and we have a shortage on it. This is Tom Linebarger, chairman and chief executive of engine and generator manufacturer Cummins Incorporated. He sat on a call earlier this month. And so Cummins manufactures the finest in diesel engines in the world. No question about it. So if he's saying that copper, iron ore, and steel are in short supply, he would know because he uses all of those in the engine manufacturing process, including the cardboard for shipping parts. So, Rich, we are seriously in trouble. All of a sudden, this has happened. All of a sudden, that we have these massive shortages. Please continue.
Yeah, well, that's why I mentioned that article about the LBMA and how it's misleading with silver. You know, basically, that's why we need a plan B, because the COMEX is called the CRIMEX on a regular basis, so that's probably never going to be broken. The futures market is broken. You know, you look where people are paying regarding for premiums for silver, and a lot of people are running out of inventory. And like I've mentioned in the past, every is so highly leveraged. There's every piece of silver in the market, at least in the U.S., has been bought 1,000 times with paper contracts and naked shorts. And this is just an example of what's happening with the supply chain for everything. This is all by design.
This Let me give you one more example. When we built our house 16 years ago, I bought rolls of Romex. That is that yellow jacketed copper wire for household wiring. You use it for running outlets and overhead wiring. It's the main staple for wiring in home building. And it was $138 per roll of 1,000 feet. I just looked up the price. About 2 weeks ago, it was $538 at Lowe's. Today, it's $560 for 1,000 feet of wire. It used to be $138. It has spiked in the last couple of months. So, as the CEO of Cummins Incorporated said, copper is in short supply. No question about it. And so is iron. If you want to buy rebar for concrete, get ready for sticker shock. Iron, steel, concrete. Concrete, when we built our house, was $57 a cubic yard. I called about a week ago. It's over $140 a cubic yard today. And I talked to another concrete company, and they are going to raise their prices probably the first of next month. So it's going up, up, up. Everything is going up. Housing, lumber, you name it. If you need it, it is in short supply, and the price has increased. If you don't need it, the prices are not going up as quickly. But if you need it, the prices are going up. Rich?
Yeah, and, you know, speaking about lumber, you know, OSB, I'm hearing, I remember I made a comment, I'm sure you remember this, Vince, about North Dakota OSB being $69 about, maybe a month and a half ago, I'm kind of guessing. But right now I'm hearing that it's like $70, and that's at cost. So that means the public is going to be paying around $80 right now. And I'm running into contractors who aren't even using OSB or plywood. They're literally spraying insulated foam up against the outside of the house on the inside, along the frame and the two-bys. Not kidding you. This is what's happening right now. This cost-cutting measures, like, it's out of control. Anyway, folks, I just want to go back to the healthcare because we're running out of time here. And, I'm not going to get half of what I wanted to say, but I'm going to keep trying. When I was talking about the CDC, FDA, and NIH were about half weren't getting the shot, keep in mind a lot of these frontline doctors are also talking about, let me back up here. There's a lawsuit right now against the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the Davos Group for crimes against humanity. This is against the Geneva Convention, the Hippocratic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's tax season. President Biden and First Lady Jill earned over $607,000 in 2020, a significant drop from their 2019 income while the Bidens were outperforming speaking engagements. The Bidens' tax rate is at 25.9%. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug reported $1.695 million in gross income and paid a tax rate of 36.7%. 2 months after President Biden slammed rollbacks of COVID-19 restrictions in Texas as Neanderthal thinking, the state reported no deaths from the coronavirus on Sunday for the first time since tracking the pandemic data. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter Sunday that the case numbers in Texas is at 338. A fire that started Friday in Pacific Palisades in Southern California flared up Saturday due to gusty winds and is threatening homes in Topanga Canyon. More than 1,300 acres have burned, affecting about 1,000 people. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Conservative analyst Candace Owens is calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox News Monday. The infectious disease expert said coronavirus exposes the undeniable effects of racism on the black community.
The left is always looking for a victim narrative. And let me tell you, if there's ever been a victim that is deserving of airtime, it's science. It made so much sense, and now it's suddenly over. And I like to say that Dr. Fauci to me is like, you know when you're a kid and you play that game Simon Says touch your head, Simon Says touch your toes. You've always wondered, who is Simon and why are we doing what he says? Simon is Dr. Fauci. He's making this stuff up as you go along. Wear your mask. Simon says wear your mask. Simon says don't wear your mask. Simon says now that COVID is racist and it affects black people more poorly. We don't know why he's saying it. It makes entirely no sense, but apparently a lot of people are following his orders, and this is his new push to blame this somehow on systemic racism. By the way, if he's concerned about systemic racism and he's talking about how COVID might affect black people, I think what he's hitting at is obesity, right? We represent like a higher percentage of people that are obese, black Americans, and obesity is the number one killer in America. He might be onto something there, but it has nothing to do with race. Race is not determining whether or not you're fat or whether or not you're skinny. And these are good discussions that we should be having. Of course, what the left is obsessed with right now is politicizing science. And right now, the policy is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, just call the other thing racist. To say not to have what I want would be racist. And that's exactly what they do over and over and over again.
I'm Lance Pryde, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Is One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's available on Amazon. If you're interested, Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. But, folks, I have no idea what you're going to get. You might get a book on Mothra versus Godzilla or Tupperware versus Saran Wrap, because they have literally deleted so many chapters, so many words that my table of contents, introductory chapter, first, second, and third, they've moved words around, they've misspelled them, they've taken things out of context, taken sentences out. We are living in a 1984 book-burning Twilight Zone episode. Anyway, next article, folks, I'm going to stay on healthcare right now because we're running out of time. Basically, America's frontline doctors warn that COVID vaccines lead to transmission of spike proteins. We've talked about all this. I shortcut everything I say, but basically, spike proteins are damaging the linings of your veins, is what they're saying. It attacks lungs, brains, and much more. They're using terms like vascular dysfunction, where there's contact with other viruses that will destroy your organs. And people think it's an ideology. It's not. It's cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome. It's social conditioning. It's people who have a pride and an ego, and they're afraid of saying that they're wrong. That's basically what they're using. Most of everything today is a psyop. Now, when you talk about spike proteins regarding vaccines, remember how we've talked about how they can cross the blood-brain barrier and mutate a gene, leading to things like dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, ALS, mad cow disease. I think I even mentioned an article about that today. Basically, it's an early degeneration of brain tissue as well. So we have to look at, why are they closing schools? Why are they closing businesses? Why are they closing restaurants? Why are they opening borders on our southern borders to allow unvetted people coming in? Is it really science, or is it a psyop? Is it replacement immigration? The answer to that is yes. I remember an article I talked about about a month ago, where there was 7 California universities that could not detect COVID. They got samples in the thousands, and they only detected influenza A and B. So they're suing the CDC for fraud, saying that they can't isolate the virus. Remember, I've also given articles about life insurance companies, calling them experimental vaccines. So if you've taken it and you die, too bad. Everything you put into your life insurance, your family is not going to get. This is this type of stuff that's happening, folks. We need to be aware. We need to read and research and verify. I don't care if you don't believe a word I say. I don't care if you think I'm making up these articles. You need to do your homework and verify and confirm what's really true. Next, the New York Yankees have a resurgence of COVID from vaccinated players. Next, Sweden records more than 30,000 cases of side effects tied to COVID jabs. Next, fully vaccinated Bill Maher. You know, that comedian, leftist comedian who's been bought and paid for to basically pass on the narrative. He's tested positive for COVID after the vaccine. Next, McDonald's now functioning as a vaccine propaganda arm of the CDC, meaning the government has recruited a junk food giant to push vaccine propaganda. The CDC is the new Gestapo for healthcare. Next, Dr. Cole. He says, quote, "We've seen more deaths from this shot than all vaccines in the last 20 years combined." That's right. So YouTube, as you was mentioning, Vince, basically our communist overlords, has deleted the interview with Dr. Cole because he said the truth. Next, 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 doctors have filed a lawsuit for violations of the Nuremberg Code. How many times have you heard me talk about the Nuremberg Code or the Geneva Convention or the Hippocratic Oath? See, when nothing means anything, when you start, Vince, how many thousands of examples have I shown about the delegitimization of work, how this would metastasize like a cancer throughout every part of society, bringing down the bars of standards and expectations for every job, including the rule of law, including protecting with liability immunity the most corrupt, about creating more wealth inequality, giving free lunch to the elite. How many dots have I connected with that, Vince? It's unbelievable. Next, FDA inspectors document horrific conditions at J&J COVID-19 vaccine plant. They use terminology in this article like brown sludge on the walls and the floors. Please look that up. This was on naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, a true patriot. Please, if you don't believe me, look it up. I want you to think, for those of you who are running a restaurant, if you had brown, just a restaurant, just a little mom-and-pop food store, and you had brown sludge on your walls and floors, would you even be in business? And these people are literally at J&J plant creating drugs for you and your children and your parents and grandparents. Next, two young mothers paralyzed after receiving Pfizer's COVID vaccine. Next, OSHA drops bombshell. Employers who mandate COVID vaccines may be liable for any adverse reaction. Now, I've told you many times, any drug, never mind vaccines, which are showing up with blank package inserts, which we've talked about. But any drug, read the adverse events, read the side effects, read the contraindications. They are literally making people sick on purpose so they can have more side effects, so they come into the physician to get another drug for the next side effect or adverse reaction. It's a cult. It's a cult of profit for managing symptoms for profit. It's not about curing. But see what's happening with OSHA. If you're getting liable as an employer, if you make someone take this vaccine, now that you're going to be liable, that means big pharma should be liable too. We need to end liability immunity. It's the same analogy, and I've talked about this. If you have somebody affected from criminal behavior from an illegal alien, has nothing to do with their gender, the gender they identify, their skin pigmentation shade, their sexual orientation or their religion or anything. If somebody who's in this country illegally does harm to somebody in your family or takes your job, the proponents of illegal immigration should be arrested by the U.S., by we the people. Never mind DOJ, they're all bought and paid for. Arrested by the people and have a trial by jury in that neighborhood for not just liability for adverse events, but taking away jobs, but by doing crimes, whether it be rape or murder or driving under the influence and hurting somebody, it doesn't matter. The proponents of illegal immigration, the people who are saying it's okay, the people who have basically blocked all of Donald Trump's legal vetting processes, they should be arrested and their property should be confiscated. Next, 20 states are now liquefying vaccine murder people to spread their flesh on food crops as fertilizer. What a coincidence. How could this be all of a sudden? Are they trying to hide before the autopsy all the people dying from vaccines? It looks that way to me. Next, elites are worried. COVID cases in India plummeting after the government promotes ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine use. Keep in mind, folks, go to those three websites. I'm going to be a little repetitive here. AAPSonline.org. That's Apple, Apple, People, Sam, Online.org. And you can find physicians in your state who's willing to prescribe therapeutics in lieu of taking other poisons. Another one is budesonideworks.com. Another one is MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E. M is in Mary. E is in Eric. E is in Eric. H is in help. A is in apple. N is in November. MD.com. Look at these sites, folks. And I'm going to mention one last article before the break, Vince. I know I really thank you for allowing me to give all this information to the people, because I just feel it really is important. But I want to give this article here. It's titled Beyond Stupid. And I want you to think about this, folks. This article, they talk about people who obsess over organics, over avoiding GMOs, about pesticides and glyphosate, eliminating fluoride and all this stuff. But yet, these are still there's so many people in this group that has literally drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness and ideology, and they are literally taking this vaccine with all these articles that we've mentioned over the months, not just today, all the spike proteins, all the deaths, all the neurological disorders, all the autoimmune disorders, all the paralysis. Despite all that, there are people who brag about their health, who go to gyms, who brag about being organic, non-GMO, eliminating pesticides and glyphosate for their diet, but they're still taking this vaccine and destroying so many lives. People, we have to wake up. We have to realize how we're being duped. We're being played. It's cognitive dissonance. It's Stockholm syndrome. It's social conditioning. They're managing people by fear. Remember I gave that one article last week or the week before about that Nazi Goring? And I'm paraphrasing the heck out of it because I don't have it in front of me. Basically, at the Nuremberg trial, they asked him, how did you get the German people to believe all this crap? And he basically said it had nothing to do with Nazism. It's creating fear into the people, and then they're easy to control. This great reset is the great takeover, people. And all the people in healthcare, including the NIH, the CDC, all these people, they're going to have to be arrested for aiding and abetting and being accessories for crime. And especially Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and all these articles that we've connected the dots to. These people need to be arrested for aiding and abetting for murder.
And I think their families need to be involved, too, because their families know what's the families know what's going on. So if you include the families in the roundup and the prosecution and the trials and meeting out the justice to them, then there'll be less, because people will be worried about their children, their wives, their parents, etc., being involved. But they were involved. When we come back, would you just give us a little bit more about liquefying people and using their liquefied bodies as...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, did I hear you right mentioning that bodies are being liquefied and those liquefied bodies are being used for fertilizer for crops? Did I hear that right?
I'm going to read you the title of this article. Now 20 U.S. states liquefy vaccine / murder people and spread their flesh goo on food crops as fertilizer. Didn't they make a movie about that? I think Charlton Heston was in that.
Well, it's called Soylent Green. It wasn't, but they were...
They call it biosludge. They're liquefied to feed the living. Basically, that's what this article means, and it's just in time to dispose of all the bodies that will be generated by the COVID vaccine death wave. I'm reading this. I have so many articles published in the public domain that I have to shortcut everything I say for the information I want to give our people. And we could talk about this for an hour. And they're actually dumping human DNA and vaccine-originating RNA fragments onto your food crops. And that's why it's so important to buy a little bit of land, raise some animals, grow a garden. We have to start thinking outside the box and living outside the box. We are in an unsustainable system because the powers that be do not want us to live. This is really, really dangerous. You know, I mean, this article talks about the vaccine death wave. It's putting dead humans on our food supply, Vince. And there's a state bill. Wisconsin was the 20th state. And it's, for those of you in Wisconsin, it's Senate Bill 228. This year, it was introduced March 24th, 2021. So don't believe the fact checkers, folks, because the fact checkers are basically bought and paid for propagandists. Vince?
Do you have a list of those 20 states, Rich?
So I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that in this article. And it's on brighteon.com. And I think Mike Adams has some ownership on that, maybe, I don't know. But Mike Adams is one of the smartest people in this country regarding science. Even he knows economics. He knows almost everything. But there's a situation update on his channel. Go to naturalnews.com, And Situation Update is a whole audio that it's updated May 17th, so basically yesterday, and it talks about liquefying vaccine murdered people and spreading them on your food.
You know, many years ago, in the, let's say, probably the 1980s, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was promoting the use of Philly soil, Philly as in Philadelphia, soil. And what it really was the dried stuff that people flush down their toilets, you know, hospital waste, industrial waste, human waste, etc. And it goes into these lagoons, and the sun dries it out, and then you can go with your pickup truck, and they'll load your truck for you, and you can take this industrial residential waste and put it in your garden. That's what they were advocating back then. And when we lived in Virginia, we had a neighbor who put that from Richmond, Virginia. And it was, I believe it was Richmond, Virginia, where he got it. And it was dried or liquefied human waste. And he put it on his fields. And it smells for years. And the newspaper published an article about how he did that on his farm and other people that did it. And he was livid that it made the news because he tried to keep it quiet. So it makes grass grow like crazy. It really does. And it's called biosolids. Biosolids. Sounds good, doesn't it? Biosolids. It's human waste, whatever gets flushed down the toilet, whatever gets put down the drain from industry, residential, sewer pipes, and hospitals, etc. Anything that goes down a drain, it gets processed with chlorine. Bacteria is killed, and then it's distributed on farmers' fields. A lot of farmers in Virginia would use it on their grass fields. It makes grass grow like crazy. And then the grass is cut and put into hay, and then, of course, cows eat the hay. And when it stops smelling so bad, you know, after a couple of years, the cows graze on it and eat it. So there it is. So the natural extension of what I'm talking about is what Rich has been talking about, which is liquefying bodies and pouring it onto fields for fertilizing purposes.
Yeah, it's kind of an indirect form of cannibalism. It's basically
Absolutely.
Trying to normalize disease transmission.
Oh, sure. Why waste all that fuel as Adolf Hitler did in his crematoria? Right? Why do that? I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it's a terrible thing, class. And I don't like it at all. Diseased bodies being used as fertilizer. That's what we're talking about. Diseased bodies being used as fertilizer with the blessing of the government. Rich, you agree with that? With the blessing of the government?
I don't see any other way to look at it.
Yeah. Rich, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your wealth of knowledge. And I think we have awakened a whole bunch of people.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.